Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: إن لم تكن حليما فتحلم، فإنه قل من تشبه بقوم إلا أوشك أن يكون منهم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "If you cannot forbear, feign to do so, because it is seldom that a man likens himself to a group and does not become as one of them."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The beautiful persona and the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is such that we consider him to be the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, of course, first and foremost, he is a living, breathing miracle, because after the passage of over 1,000 years, there is still so much to be said about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and there is so much that we can learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And why is this universal persona so incredibly universal? It is because he is the most perfect disciple, the most perfect follower, the most perfect devotee, and the one who was the most faithful in following the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. There was no other, and there can never be another, who can even compare close to that of the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. and His Eminence was surrounded by very beautiful companions, very faithful companions, very loyal companions, companions that, dear brothers and sisters, stayed with Him. We're not talking about the pseudo-companions or so-called companions who betrayed Imam Ali alayhi salam, but those companions that Imam Ali had who were the best of companions, they stayed with him through thick and thin. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam, he explained to the world who the worst of companions are, so that you and I, when selecting a companion, when selecting a friend, when finding people that we are to come and go and walk around with and talk with and spend time with and hang out with, we are to be careful. Who is the worst of companion? Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that the worst companion is the one who glamorizes, makes look good the disobedience to the Almighty Allah. Dear friends, we must be very careful who our companions and who our friends are. If somebody glamorizes the disobedience of the Almighty Allah, if somebody makes beautiful that which is haram and forbidden and makes us look and consider that the disobedience of the Almighty Allah is something that is okay to do, that is the worst of companion, and it is actually the ally of shaitan. And so, according to the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we should surround ourselves with those people who promote the obedience to the Almighty Allah, and we should stay away from those people that promote the disobedience to the Almighty Allah. Choose your friends wisely. A very beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Sunnis for centuries, when they mention the name of Ali, they say Karramallahu Wajhuhu. Karramallahu Wajhuhu is affirmation of the honor that Allah has given to Ali. It is not the dua when you say Radiyallahu Anhu. And this tradition has been there until Wahhabism emerged on the scene of the Muslim world. And the Salafis, using their petrodollars, they have been propagating this idea that this is a bid'ah. Don't do this. I was just looking at that website, especially the ones that muftis use for answering questions. And there are questions about it. That this term, Karramallahu Wajhuhu, is it only exclusively for Ali? They said, no, this is not for only Ali, for everyone. Better not use it. Just use Radiyallahu Anhu. Unfortunately, this bid'ah is spreading among the Sunnis now. Unlike the past, where whenever they would say Ali, they would say Karramallahu Wajhuhu. Now they are starting to say Ali Radiyallahu Anhu. Why? Because these websites say that you have to treat the Sahaba equally. They even have problem with the Shias using the term alayhi salam for Ali. They bring this whole issue, well, alayhi salam is only used for Anbiya and Mursaleen and not for others. And this is where I would like to say that, you know, the Wahhabis call themselves Salafis. Salafis means those who follow the early generations of Islam. Wahhabis are not really Salafis. If they really go and study the history, you will see many Sunni historians, people like Tabari, Ibn Sa'ad, Maqdisi, Ibn Qutayba, Ibn Athir in Al-Kamil, Bayhaqi in Dala'il al-Nubuwa, Ibn Khaldun, Balawuri, and Al-Dhahabi, and many others. When you see when they are writing the name of Ali, and we are talking about early days till about 8th century of the Islamic era, when they mention the name of Ali, they use these words, Karramallahu Wajhu. When you look at the Muhaddiseen, those who compile the hadith among Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, there you will see they use the word Alayhi Salam for Ali. Historians use Karramallahu Wajhu, and the Muhaddiseen use the term Alayhi Salam for Ali. And in that you will see Musnad of Ibn Mubarak, Musnad of Ahmad bin Hanbal, Sahih Bukhari, Sunan Abu Dawood, Sunan Nisa'i, Sunan Dar Qutni, and many others. They use this expression, alayhi salam, after the name of Ali bin Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Wahhabis don't follow the Muslims of the first generation, no. Actually, a very interesting example is of Bukhari. In Sahih Bukhari, it seems he knew that it is important to give a distinctive status to Ahlul Bayt compared to all others, Azwaj as well as Ashab. One example that I would like to share with you, when he mentions the name of Ali, not all the time, but there are instances, the name of Ali, the name of Hassan, the name of Hussein, even the name of Ali Zainul Abideen, Imam Bukhari in Sahih Bukhari says, Alayhi Salam. More interestingly, is that when he writes the name of Fatima al-Zahra, 26 times Bukhari has mentioned her. To every instance, every time he writes the name of Fatima al-Zahra, he writes, Alayha Salam. Thank you.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.